wait a minute, are you saying that that I can't go win somebody to Christ? You know, are you saying that people are just automatically doomed and damned to hell without a chance? The Bible says that Jesus Christ paid for all. He's the propitiation for all. He's the Savior of all. I said all means all, and I preached this and believed it. This is my hot button issue. This gets me mad. I'm sick of it.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
I'm sick of people. Oh, you're out soul winning. Yes, I'm out soul winning. He that winneth souls is wise.
That's right.
I'm sick of it. Ah, you're out of soul. Yes, I am. Soul winning. Winning souls. I got them saved.
Amen.
Yes, I did. Because I pointed them to Jesus Christ, and then they moved their muscle, their brain to believe, and then they moved their mouth, and because they knew what the gift was, they called out and asked for it. And they got saved in a moment and a twinkling of an eye. Amen. Just like one day their body's going to be saved in a moment and a twinkling of an eye. So tired of this false doctrine, and I'm tired of kowtowing. Maybe we shouldn't say, yes, we will say what we want if it's biblical. Not afraid to say, oh, maybe we shouldn't use that term. We got people saved. Maybe we shouldn't say winning souls. I'm going to say what the Bible, I'm going to use God's wording and say it the way God says it. I'm sick of this, you know what this Calvinism is? A bunch of people sitting on their fat rear end, not wanting to go do anything for God. That's all Calvinism is. That's all it's ever been.
Amen.
Well, I knew this one Calvinist preacher. He worked really hard. Yeah, he worked really hard to damn everybody to hell because he's working for Satan.
Yeah.
And everybody flocked to come hear him because they're all lazy and want to sit on their rear end and let everybody go to hell. That's what Calvinism is. And I'm tired of it. I'm not going to apologize for the truth. And don't tell me that believing is works. Don't tell me that calling upon the Lord is works. No, you have to do something to be saved because Jesus already did everything. He's waiting for you. The ball's in your court. He's saying, here it is, it's right there, it's right in front of you, take it. And you have to reach out and take it. If you don't reach out and take it, you're going to go to hell. And if we don't tell people that it's there, they won't even know it's there. They can't even call on him in whom they've not believed. They can't believe in somebody that they've never even heard of. Did you get that? They can't believe in someone that they've never heard of, and they're not going to hear without a preacher. That's what the Bible says. He said, I sought for a man to stand in the gap, to make up the hedge, but I found none. And God's looking for all kinds of people. He's looking for people to go to Norway and Sweden and Denmark and Finland. He's looking for people to go to California and New Mexico, Nevada. I mean, God's got it all planned out for a church in every city. That's God's will, according to 1 Timothy chapter 1, Titus chapter 1. God's plan is a church in every city. Do you see a great church in every city? Do you see a soul-winning, spirit-filled pastor in every city in America? No! Because he's seeking for a man and can't find one. They're too caught up in the cares of this world. They're too stupid because they're rotted their brain in front of TV, so they're not even smart enough to preach. Because you got to know the Bible to preach so that you know what you're talking about. They're too dumb. They dumb themselves down on TV and video games and rock and roll. They're too dumb to get up and preach this book. So they're going to sit around sucking their thumb for the rest of their life while people go to hell. God is looking for a man today. And he's not finding it. And that's the problem. And tell your Calvinist buddy to put that in his stupid pipe and smoke it. Tell Charles Haddon Spurgeon that he didn't smoke a pipe, you know, shove it in the end of his fat cigar. That stuff will never be preached here. Did
Amen.
You hear me?
Amen.
If I'm dead or something, maybe you guys will have some idiot come here and preach that garbage. But that stuff is never going to come across this pulpit as long as I'm here. Nobody's ever going to stand up here and say, God chooses who goes to heaven and who goes to hell. God's already ordained it. You know? Just sit back and enjoy the ride. God, no. Don't enjoy any ride, man. Get out there and win souls. Do something. Be somebody. Do something with your life. Make a difference. Okay? But look at Matthew chapter 7. Let's get back to the topic. That was just I'm just mad about Calvinism. But anyway.